This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion clinics close or reduce their number of money-making abortions when people pray outside clinics or when laws require those clinics to comply with regulations applying to other medical facilities. The latest chapters are written in the most recent 40 Days for Life campaign. And in Texas, Texas law requires doctors to be able to refer patients to hospitals and have them admitted. Clinics that are unable to comply are closing rather than make the expenditure to protect women. In related news, last week, Judge Lee Yackel at an Austin federal district court struck down those particular portions of that Texas law. And Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that decision, restoring the Texas abortion clinic law. 12 Texas abortion clinics are now slated to close. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Despite the tireless efforts of a cadre of pro-abortion political forces, a pro-life candidate for Virginia governor may be taking a lead in his race just before Election Day this week. Pro-abortion Terry McAuliffe was a finance man for Bill Clinton and then head of the DNC. A pro-abortion third-party candidate opposes abortion restrictions and sees no role for government in the protection of women or children in abortion. Ken Cuccinelli hopes to be elected the second consecutive pro-life governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, November 5th. This has been Life News Radio.